Well, in the first place, which companies is he talking about? Because the industry is operating at 36% capacity. Only informal companies, they themselves, ZANU-PF, say Zimbabwe has a very low unemployment rate because they are talking about informal sector. If you want to take the informal sector, which is the bulk of the employer in the country, then it's fine. But you should be focusing on policies that create more companies and create more wealth rather than burdening Zimbabwean companies with more taxes.
What will happen if Mr. João should find his way?
Well, what is going to happen is the usual thing. First of all, he is going to impose his policy on already suffering companies, companies that are just coming out of a very abrasive and aggressive labor law. So there will be more companies that will file for liquidation. And secondly, it will file more, it will result in more corruption because that money is only meant to benefit ZANU-PF only, not even other companies. So there will be more acrimony and more anger and more hatred for ZANU-PF, which I think to me is a negative way of creating wealth and employment.